The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Friday morning, I'm so excited, but I'm also, I feel guilty because I gave my husband here, DJ Automatic, PTSD.
Oh,
I gave him PTSD. Let's talk about it. Good morning, we made it. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
I'm the one suffering. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
First of all, your driving is just insane. It's erratic. Okay. It's all over
here
the place.
Here we go again.
Stop.
But here
anyway,
we go again.
Because I'm always on edge and you've given me anxiety, I've given you PTSD. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, watch the truck. And the other day, I was excited about a song we were playing here on the radio. And I said, oh my gosh. And I pointed to the radio and Otto freaked out. Oh my God.
I was swerving because I thought I was going to hit something. Yeah.
I said, what are you doing? He said, well, what's happening? And I said, the song. It's a great song. He said, God, you've got me so freaked out. I don't even know what the hell I'm doing anymore.
Oh my God, dude. Automatic, do you think she's overreacting to that? Or like, I've been in the car with you.
No, why would you even ask me that? You know her. Yeah, she overreacts to everything.
Yesterday, we took our producer here, Chewy, behind the scenes to lunch, and Automatic almost killed us. And Chewy said we got out of the car. Man, he is a bad driver.
Okay.
Yeah, whispered to me.
Okay.
That didn't happen.
No.
That didn't happen. First of all, Chewy wouldn't do that to me.
And
second of all, if that guy got in my lane, I didn't get in his lane.
Yeah, you know what? Chewy's a little bit of a sensitive soul, too. So it would make sense that he would be like, oh my God, this is a lot, guys.
Why is it that men can't drive? Ladies, you have to help your man all the time, right? Because he's just swerving. He's driving erratically, like I said.
How about maybe it's because the crazy co-pilots in the car, all the passenger princesses like yourself, Dana Cortez.
Or how about this? Drive yourself.
I tried and you said no.
No, in your own car without me in it.
I'm going to start Monday.
Do it.
You're
going to start bringing two separate cars?
I'm going to bring two separate cars. Cool. I already know you. You're going to be like, just get in the car, Dana.
When you guys are wondering why the show's starting 30 minutes late, it's because Dana drove herself.
She doesn't have me screaming, Dana, we're going to be late. Get in the car, Dana. Let's go, Dana.
877-730-DCS1. Ladies, do you feel the need to help your man drive? Hit us up right now. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go with it first. Shout out National Spouses Day, because, you know, we just did a great example of that right here. All the loving
spouses. If that isn't marriage, I don't know what is.
I love you, my husband.
That's
I love
what you have to look forward to, everybody, in a good relationship. All right, it's also National Big Wig Day. This day is a really cool day. It's encouraging everybody to get the craziest wig you know and throw it on to raise awareness and money for the American Cancer Society.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Love that.
And
nice.
Peanut brittle is a thing, too. I don't
love me some peanut brittle.
For real.
I don't like how it gets stuck in your teeth,
though.
Yeah,
it goes from hard to chew. I don't like it, and it gets stuck.
It's like greasy, slick, really sweet candy. For some reason, I love it, and I'm not a peanut person. But
I'm going to wrap it up on something that I do not like, but something I need. It's National Green Juice Day. All right. Anybody? No?
No. Let me tell you something. I want to ask everybody out there. I'm going to ask you. When's the last time you ate a salad?
Oh, God.
I had a green vitamin this morning.
If I didn't give you those green vitamins, DJ Automatic, you would be saladless.
I had a salad last week, but the amount of ranch dressing I had on it, it just made it seem like I had like a side salad with my ranch dressing.
I felt so guilty about eating brownies the other day. I swear I reached into the refrigerator and grabbed a piece of lettuce and just ate it. Hey, get ready for that down in the DM. It's coming up right
it's
after this.
It's kind of psycho.
It's kind of psycho. I shoved the whole thing in my mouth.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Boyfriend-girlfriend situation in today's Down in the DM breakdown. We're going to talk about Jen and Nick.
Ooh.
Recall this one? Jen was concerned. She's at work. I think she's going through Nick's phone or something. I don't know. And she sees a message between Nick and some woman named Lauren. So here's how it all began.
I was working late, and Nick knows I really can't check my phone when I'm working. But I happened to be on break, and the message just said, yeah, next week works. It'll be good to finally talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
My stomach just started turning because I know he wasn't talking to me.
And of course, you asked him about it, right?
Yeah, but he unsent the message.
That's a whole different conversation right here. The sending and unsending and editing of text messages. Either way, I'm pretending to be this woman, Lauren, that reached out to Nick. Here, let's take a listen.
You still want to do
Oh my gosh, that's one of my favorite places to eat. So yes, for sure.
Okay. Am I picking you up or are we meeting there?
It really all depends on what Jen thinks. What do you think she thinks about you picking me up?
Ooh.
So I called him out. I'm like, I am not Lauren, your girlfriend. What do you think Jen's gonna think?
One of my favorite times, that's one of the top exposings you've ever done to somebody.
Forget
a lot
it.
Of people
just
do say
there.
They like when you catch them and like, oh, it's a Dana Cortez. That was the best one. That
I was just
one of,
like slick. He was like,
tier.
What are you talking about?
Tier. Right there.
Okay, so what happened next, though, is what threw me off. Here, turn this up.
Oh, Nick, what is
money. I don't have to. I told you, you're too much.
We had a good time at the festival last month. What the f*** is wrong with you?
Look, you're bringing your friends around. You invited me to that company event. I'm not ready for all that.
She pushing too hard.
Ooh.
She saw him as a boyfriend, and he's like, hold up now. You taking me to company party is... That means I really like you.
Yeah.
I want my coworkers to be.
That's a big step.
Because then you get introduced as like the boyfriend or the new guy or something like that. It's the moment she's like, we had fun at that festival. I was like, oh, this guy's in trouble.
Yeah, she probably paid for the tickets or something. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, you sure did accept those
tickets. There are some women who do things like that. They'll buy things and be like, hey, why don't you come with me? And then from there, they like think you're in a relationship. I've been on the receiving end of that where a woman has forced me to almost be in a relationship with her, and then it turned into a relationship, and it was so hard for me to get out of it because she wouldn't let it go.
What do you mean? Like, she would force you to be in a relationship? That seems a little odd. Buy you things, and I don't understand.
Buy me things, make sure that I was like, she was being a girlfriend, but I didn't want her to be my girlfriend.
Yeah, she was being a girlfriend, but didn't like have the title as girlfriend. It happens a lot.
It does, and then it's like, after time, you're like, I guess that's my girlfriend.
It's gonna be kind of lame to admit it.
You just accept it. You're just like, I guess we're together.
That's how they get us. They just grind us down. Now, it is kind of lame to admit this, but I've been on the opposite end of that, where I thought me and this chick were like ready to take it to the next level.
You're feeling it.
You trying to bring her to the company party?
No, dude. It was the week before Valentine's Day. We're hanging out at this whole great weekend. The day before Valentine's Day, the day before she flies back home, she's like, hey, I think we just might be getting too much attached to each other, and I'm just not ready for that yet.
That would hurt.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
That was like a stake to the heart.
I got friend zoned a day before Valentine's Day.
Hey, what did you do?
Because you did something.
Well, yeah. Then we had to go on this weird date where we still kind of kissed here and there. It was odd.
No, but what did you do to get friend zoned right before Valentine's Day?
I was too cuddly. Apparently.
Am I feeling this?
Apparently, she wasn't ready for all these cuddles that I was giving. That's what she said. She was like, yes. She's like, I get it. You like to express emotionally. I'm like,
you annoyed her with your cuddling?
Yeah. Sorry I annoyed you with my friendship.
You should have bought her festival tickets.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody ever push you too hard and kind of ended up messing up a future relationship? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This is probably a woman's worst nightmare, not safe for work photos of Taylor Swift on the internet.
Oh.
Let's talk about this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays first.
We have wrestler Sasha Banks celebrating her birthdays. Okay. Ellen DeGeneres and Vince Carter celebrating birthday as well.
All right, so let's talk about Nicki Minaj. You know, we got to sit down with her and talk about becoming a mother and all that. Pink Friday 2, the world tour, had to add dates because we barbs are demanding it. Some people estimate this might be one of the biggest hip-hop tours of all time. Take a listen to Nicki during our conversation with her discussing how motherhood changed her.
For instance, when I was pregnant, there was a song. We were like, my label wanted me to go full out with a single and everything, right? When I was pregnant, and I couldn't bring myself to put out a song about eating. I couldn't bring myself to put a record out like that while my son was growing in my body.
That's why she took her time to get to this place. Now, you know, Papa Bear's a little older, I'm sure. The family's going to go on tour.
Are we expecting a much more tame Nicki Minaj on tour?
I don't think so, dude. I think old Nicki's back, dog.
Yeah, we're going to the club up, you know what I'm saying? I am ready for this tour. Please check the convo, Dana Cortez Show on YouTube. So many gems from Nicki Minaj in that video. All right, now we're going to move on. Very good friend of Nicki Minaj, T-Swift. There's all these AI images that have gone viral, not safe for work videos and photos. They're not real. They are not okay. And as a woman, I feel like it's one of our worst fears that something like this would happen. Also, what scares me is that the very young and older people, they don't seem to be able to decipher what's real and what's not real.
Well, it's really
internet.
Hard because with the AI technology now, I mean, the pictures look real. I know they're not real, but they look real. They look like a real situation.
Don't be looking at that stuff automatically.
I only looked at a couple of them because they are disgusting.
Yeah.
And they're a lot. And for it to be a lot for me is a lot.
Don't search them out. And remember, do your due diligence when you're looking at videos and stuff because a lot of it is misinformation. All right, that's your Daily Dirt. Remember, catch that Nicki Minaj interview on YouTube.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.